Hi, and welcome to the Impact Exchange, where we explore the intersection of social impact and retail with the change makers behind the impact. Today, we are recording live from Shop Talk in Las Vegas. It's 2023. We are back here together, feeling the good vibes of getting all the retailers and vendors together in one space. And today, we are joined by Stephen Gamelin, VP of Digital at Aloha, which is one of Shop and Gift's partners. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing well, Molly. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for stopping by our booth, having a chat with us. How's the conference going so far?
Always a great conference. Really nice to be able to network and to see old friends and go to insightful sessions. So good to be back in Vegas.
Has there been a favorite session or a favorite speaker so far?
Honestly, I've hated almost every session that I loved because they're all about driving profitability and like the not fun things that we're all tasked with doing right now.
So what would be a fun thing out of curiosity?
Growth at all costs.
Hopefully this conversation can also be fun. Step back from the email integrations and everything else that this conference is about. Today we are here to talk about social impact, and I know you are a customer of Shop and Gives. We've helped you with your social impact initiatives. Can you just tell me to start, what inspired Aloha's commitment to social impact and sustainability?
Yeah, sure. First, I just want to congratulate you guys on the rebranding.
Oh,
you guys
thank
did an
awesome
job with that. The SG initials, my initials are very prominently displayed.
Oh, so
displayed. You love it. I love it. Yeah, really well done. As far as like our inspiration, our CEO talks about simple things, and it comes down to just doing what's right. And we are a brand that is on a mission to give better nutrition, better foods to the world, and we've had a lot of success in doing that. And as you become more successful, you have an opportunity to do more good. And social impact is really a simple thing. It's just doing the right thing.
That concept of being able to do more good while you're doing well, there's a synesthesia there. There's some sort of symbiosis. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, a lot of very well-intentioned brands fail quickly because they start out with a mission of just doing good. They're going to start in a category, and everything they're going to do is for some very specific social impact initiative, but they don't get the fundamentals right. If you don't get the fundamentals of building a business that's self-sustaining, you're never going to be able to realize that mission of being able to give back and to make an impact, because your life's going to be pretty quick. So if you don't set things up the right way on the onset, you're never going to have the opportunity and the privilege, really, of being able to give back.
And I want to talk more about Aloha's success in this area, but I realize we didn't even dive into what the business is about. So give me a little pitch on Aloha so our listeners know what your brand is.
Sure. So Aloha is an organic plant-based protein company. We're a certified B Corp, and we play in the protein bar, drink, and powder space. We've been on an absolute sales tear, like 3 years in a row of triple-digit growth.
Wow.
And it's just been a lot of fun. And as we've grown, we've been able to take on more consequential issues. And we've created like a really great relationship with an organization in Hawaii that has a mission to foster environmental sustainability initiatives with the youth of Hawaii. So it's an educational organization that does just incredible work. And we've really gotten into a very close relationship with them. We've also recently pledged to become climate neutral. So we're in the process of climate neutral certification. But what I think is really cool about the way that we've done these things is that it's been a path. We started out becoming a certified B Corp. Then we really created those strong roots, helped to water those roots with our relationship with Kupu, which is the organization in Hawaii that we've partnered with. And now we're taking on this climate neutral initiative. So you can't do it all at once. You have to have kind of that North Star, which I go back to what our CEO talks about, is just doing what's right. So we started with B Corp, moved into impact, and now more to like environmental sustainability initiatives.
So sustainability is very important. Food and nutrition is very important. If you could align on three like core cause areas or that umbrella North Star for Aloha, what you've landed on, what would that be?
Yeah, that probably comes back to supporting the communities that support us. So the reason that Kupu is so important to us is because Aloha is a brand that started in Hawaii a long time ago. There are some great connectivity to the islands. And we went down this path of, from a giving and impact standpoint, where we had a lot of different partners, some great partners, and we still work with a lot of them today, but it wasn't as near and dear to like our core and our roots. And working with Kupu has been an opportunity for us to really give back to a community which helps to start our brand and spread the spirit of Aloha, which is so important and so near and dear to that culture.
What ways are you supporting Kupu or other nonprofits? Can you talk to me more about your social impact initiatives and how they're executed? Like, what ways you give?
Yeah, it's a really good question, because social impact and giving back is not just raising money and collecting donations on our aloha.com website, which we do a great job with our partnership with the Shop and Gives. But as a company, we're all encouraged to give back individually as well as a group. So we had a team offsite in the fall, and we work with an organization called Conscious Alliance, which has a mission for so that no child can go to bed hungry, right? Let's end child poverty in the United States. We're not even talking about across the world, but there are kids in the United States that go to bed hungry every night. And we've done a lot of work in rallying other brands to help fill tractor trailers with healthy, nutritious foods for impoverished areas across the United States. So I think last year we were able to help fill 7 tractor trailers, which was a huge undertaking. But we were able to do that by rallying other brands that also want to do good. Because I think when you really get to the core of most businesses that are B Corps or even other larger businesses, they want to do good. You have to give them a path to do that. And when you create these coalitions, it's pretty powerful what you can accomplish.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you've been able to rally other brands and inspire them to also do good. What role has Aloha played in influencing other brands specifically in this space?
Yeah. So it's funny. When I ran into Ronnie yesterday, he was talking to a prospective client, and it was just fun to listen to him talk about it. And I added a couple insights from the things that we've done, because what you guys do is enable brands like Aloha, but really any brand that has a direct-to-consumer business or website, to be able to pick a cause or causes and enable their communities to give back. That mechanism doesn't always exist. I think there's a lot of dated ways in which organizations try to get people to give back. We all get the junk mail with the return envelopes, right? But when consumers have a relationship with a brand and that brand can open their eyes to an organization or a cause that's near and dear to them, there's an alignment of values, and Shop and Gives gives the mechanism in which that alignment of values can be turned into a donation or some sort of value that goes back to that organization to help further those causes. I hope that you guys have a successful show here, because the more successful you are, I feel like the more successful like our society becomes, because more people are enabled to give back to worthy organizations.
I really appreciate those well wishes. I think the conference is going great so far, but you're a testament to how positive an impact it's had on Aloha and how you've been able to do more positive impact in the world with that capability really, really means a lot to me personally. What, at the beginning, you talked about doing well for the business and that enables you to do more good. What impact has your social impact initiatives and messaging had on your customers in the value chain?
Yeah, it's interesting so it's been great. Okay, but how do you quantify great? There's like tangible and intangible elements to it. I love looking at our social media feeds and seeing consumers that give us credit for it. This brand is such a great brand. They're doing the right things. They're doing it the right way. You see that, but we also see some very like tangible metrics that show us that a shopper that participates in our giving campaigns is a more valuable shopper to us. They have a higher lifetime value. Their average order values are 13% higher than a non-giving customer. So there's definitely a higher quality customer that we're able to identify and create an audience out of, and use that audience to have a different type of conversation. We're all consumers, and we all have brands that we like. Some of them enough that we've signed up for various email and SMS lists and things like that. But we know that we can have a different conversation with those customers that have signed up for those things, but that have also donated and participated in our giving campaigns. And we can share with them more detail about Kupu or Conscious Alliance or our social impact initiatives, or they're probably more likely to be interested in our climate neutral journey as well. So it gives us the opportunity to have a different type of conversation as opposed to, hey, we're having a sale today, come check us out and spend some money. And that builds goodwill. And I think it helps our brands be perceived as a brand that truly is giving back and is doing more than just selling really tasty protein bars and powders and drinks.
And I think you being able to have those metrics, those very hard data to prove the positive impact that social impact is having on your customer value chain is really unique. On a broader scale, what do those numbers tell you about the intersection of CSR and retail and customers' role in that?
Yeah, just from a very high level, it tells you that people are good and they want to do more to help. And if you make it easy for them to do it, you can have really strong success. So I'm really proud that our team has, we ran some reports about a couple weeks ago. We've already surpassed our Shopping Gives donations from 2022. We did that by the end of February.
Wow.
And we did that, and not to like just completely plug Shopping Gives this entire
way.
I'm sure you're not opposed to it, but you guys have been really helpful in helping us to find the different points along that path to purchase where prompting a shopper that they have an opportunity to give back, or shining a spotlight on our giving partner on Coupu, has created a higher inclination to actually give. And because of that change we made, that like your team helped us rush through right before Giving Tuesday, so end of November, we've already been able to surpass our 2022 goals within the first like 9.5 weeks of 2023. So we're really excited about that, because again, that shopper is more valuable to us. We're enabling people to give at different places along that path to purchase on the way to checkout, and we know that shopper is more valuable to us, and it's really valuable information for us to have.
I love that Aloha is, you're not just doing good to do good, you're doing good because it actually has a positive impact on the business and you're seeing those hard numbers. What trends in the space have impacted that journey as well? Any other trends that you've noticed more generally that have influenced your journey in social impact?
Again, I'm going to go back to just doing what's right is like our North Star. You go to shows like Shop Talk, Grocery Shop, and you hear some of these keynotes and you see some of the insights about what's important to the consumer. I promise you, we've never acquired a customer because of they're like, oh, they're on the Shopping Gives platform. But we are able to build higher value shoppers because we have that partnership. Impact is not usually the reason why people start a relationship with a brand, but it's a reason why they maintain one and grow that relationship. And it's why the value of that relationship grows over time. So I wouldn't say it's a specific insight, but it's very clear when you look at the numbers that we want to be able to offer the opportunity for our consumers to get involved, to support us and the organizations that we value, and really increase their relationship and the value of that relationship with us.
And we know that to generate goodwill and loyalty among customers, authenticity has to be a very big part of that messaging, especially when it comes to social impact. So they know you're not just talking the talk, you're actually walking the walk. How has Aloha maintained authenticity in messaging to customers?
Yeah, I think authenticity is something you build over time. So I mentioned before, we've had a lot of different giving partners, all really good organizations, and they all had shared values with us. But where we're at right now, we recently launched a new product, a new protein bar. It's called the Kona Bar. It's a really cool initiative. We worked with small family-owned farms in Hawaii to procure some of the key ingredients. So the macadamia nuts, the Kona coffee, a new type of food oil, food grade oil that has a huge sustainability story around it. But we're using that bar to also give 10% of the revenue that we generate from that bar back to Coupu. So it's helping us to further that relationship. And all those things are like pillars of the values that like we believe our brand stands on. It's the environmental sustainability piece. It's the give back component. It's working with Coupu on their education initiatives to educate and to empower the Hawaiian youth to be involved in sustainability initiatives within Hawaiian Islands. And that's really near and dear to our brand, like our core. That's where the brand was started. And it's really important to be able to give back and be a part of that. And it's more of a natural fit for us than some of the things that we've tried to do in the past. So we've landed in a really good place, but we didn't start there. We followed a path and we ended up there. And that's not to say that you can only have one giving partner or you can only give back in one particular way, because I think we reserve the right to offer other opportunities. We've done short-term things in the past where we had an influencer we worked very closely with last year, a Peloton instructor, that her personal mission was to help people understand the mental health challenges that our society is dealing with. And we did an event with her and we changed our giving partner through Shopping Gives for that week, for that event, to support a mental health organization that was near and dear to her. We have a lot of flexibility, but I think we're in the right place now, and we will continue to evolve and grow as the opportunity exists, and I think as we find a way to really be our authentic selves.
Yeah, and it takes some of that A-B testing and trials and tribulations to land on an approach that really works, because every approach is customized and depends on the company's values. Every company is going to have a different tactic and approach to social impact. And I'm right. So happy to hear that Aloha has found something that really works for them. What are you excited about next? What's coming up next that you're excited about for the brand and for you personally?
Yeah, this climate neutral thing's a really big deal. I think it's a very important initiative for our society that more brands understand the climate impact, their carbon footprint, that not just brands, but companies and people, because we're all individuals as well. So a lot of brands, sometimes they'll go down a path of trying to offset a particular aspect of their business. What climate neutral and being climate neutral certified, that process, they certify our company, which includes us as individuals, the fact that we drive our kids to soccer practice, the fact that we go on vacation and get in airplanes and such. And it helps us to fully understand the impact that we make and then how we can offset that. So I think that's a really important thing for our brand, and just continuing on the path to being to driving more impact and being more of a force for good.
As a fellow certified B Corporation, Shop and Gives can definitely relate to that messaging. Sustainability is super important to us, and we are on the heels of Earth Month as well. Are you doing anything special for Earth Month?
Yeah, so this, we are, not to spoil the spoiled work that we're doing, but all this work around climate neutral, it really leads up to a point in April in which we're looking forward to being able to make an announcement that we've achieved climate neutral certification.
I cannot wait to hear and see that announcement. And we're wrapping up Women's History Month, on to Earth Month, and based on your sustainability initiatives, I'm so excited to see what's next for you. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for your time. I know it's been a very busy conference, so I appreciate you taking the opportunity to chat with us.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Thanks for having me.
Last question, where can people learn more about Aloha and your social impact?
Aloha.com.
Awesome.
Very easy.
Great. Thank you to our listeners for joining us for this episode of the Impact Exchange. Again, we are live from Shop Talk. Have a great rest of your day.